Doctor Who. Can pull amazing things out of it.
There is no work being done in that place today.
Speaking of work, you ready, Dermot? It's time for you to go to work like the seven little dwarves.
Say stuff, that soothes the music.
Say stuff, that soothes the music.
Say stuff, that soothes the music.
Okay, if you haven't heard this part of the show before, it's like this. I play pieces of music. Dermot must use the improv skills he hones on Monday nights in the
International. Yeah, easy knowing he has never been to one of my gigs.
And he must say stuff off the top of his head that suits the pieces of music. But I just had a brainwave this morning when I woke up and I went, yes, let's throw an extra challenge in.
Oh, sure, why not?
Every single one has to be an impersonation. So you can't just do generic man voice. You can't just do, oh, that's Indian, I'm going to do an Indian man's voice. No. It has to be a celebrity impersonation.
You mean I can't be as racist as I want to be?
No. It's racially insensitive. No. So you've just got to do a celebrity impersonation each time. Come on, simple enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's for you now. You ready?
Hold on, let me think about who I can do badly. Right.
Just go on your gut. Here we go.
All right. This is Matthew McConaughey. Inviting you to my African evening in Tamango's nightclub, Port Minor, County Dublin. It's going to be me, some fine ladies, and some ice-cold beers. Come with me to my African evening. It's African because I don't know why it is African, but all right.
How you doing? Ray Darcy here. Join me Monday. We're doing the show live from a big house in Kildare. And we'll all be there, and myself, the team, and we're doing a big run, 5K run around Kildare. But, alright, I don't know. Okay, that's it. Ray Darcy in a big house in Kildare, Monday evening.
Hello there, and a very good afternoon to you. Evelyn Cusack here with the Met Aaron weather update. Well, as you can hear from the background music, it's going to get pretty bloody tropical this weekend, with temperatures soaring to 12 degrees centigrade. You might even be able to wear a tank top or indeed a sleeveless vest of some kind. Good evening.
How you doing? Big Jack here.
And I'm Giovanni Drabadani.
And I'm Martin O'Neill.
Join us, the Republic of Ireland managers, for a special night at Tamango's, Port Marnock, County Dublin, following the success of Matthew McConaughey's African Night. Don't miss it. Put them under pressure.
Hey, guys, it's Christopher Walken. I live downstairs. The music is too loud. I can't hear myself polish my shotgun. Guys, turn it down. I'm going to come in there and put a cap in your ass. God damn, hate living in Clondalkin.
All right, Martin King here for TV3. I'll tell you all about our big heavy metal and MMA fight night here just after the 7 o'clock show. Louise will be there picking blood up off the octagon, and all the lads from Ireland AM will be there driving around in monster trucks killing everyone who comes. All right, that's it. Martin Kick, TV3, join us for the big MMA. See you later. All right.
Good evening. It's Jazz Night on Lord of the Rings Radio with me, Gandalf, and kind of Terry Wogan. On Jazz Trumpet, it's Schmeagol.
Precious.
Stronger than Dave on Today FM.
you know, it's not, they're not lazy, they're just on purpose.
Macca, if you ever want to make your own Blur song, you just have to get a guitar and do really enthusiastic bar chords and say la 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 over them. La 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 la.
And that's how Blur won the Britpop. Yeah. Maybe.
I was in a pub, in like a really old man's pub in Dublin recently, and it's not the kind of place you'd expect to hear this. This little old fella shuffled up to the bar with his missus and went,
"You know, I've a pint of stout and a pina colada."
And I thought he was laughing. I thought he was joking, so I turned around and burst out laughing in his face. And he was like,
"What's wrong with you?"
And I said, "Are you actually having a pina colada?"
"Don't be ridiculous. I'm having stout. She wants a pina colada, and what she wants, she gets."
Was it the guy from the Brennan's bread ad?
Today's cocktails today.
Neil McCain roast potatoes with Dermot and Dave on Today FM. We make them just like mum.
Very excited about this. Love it on a Friday. It's Tony Cascarino's Club Classic. Hello, Tony.
All right, man. How's it going?
Yeah, not bad at all. Thanks.
Right, Dermot.
Hey, Tony.
So what, mate?
Hey, Tony.
What's happening?
Not much, you know. It's Friday. We're feeling pretty party central here.
Think about Chelsea, mate.
Yeah.
Nothing.
It's actually quite a few things about Chelsea, man. But anyway, yeah. what else is going on with you? So, we talked to you briefly the other day after you rumbled us on the last word.
That was Rumble, mate. I just forgot that I knew I did this show.
I forgot. You knew you did it, right.
That's right, mate. Got a Club Classic for you. Ready for the weekend?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, Friday. Love it, mate. What are you doing for the weekend, Maz? Drinking wine?
Wine,
drinking all the wine. She loves it. She's such a lush, isn't it? You do well in a Big Brother house, Maz.
Yeah.
Drinking it dry. Well, going up to the little hatch in the diary room. Please, can I have more wine, Big Brother? That's what would happen.
It would happen.
Right, are you ready for a banging Club Classic?
Cannot wait. What year are we going?
2011, Matt.
Oh, reasoned enough.
That's right. I think about 2011.
Yeah.
Nothing. That's a lie. I've got loads of things about 2011.
Like
Adele released 21, Matt.
Okay.
Yeah, fantastic album. 21, the average length of her relationship in seconds. What a moany old cow. She's always complaining. She's had worse breakups than the Space Shuttle Challenger.
Okay. Is she not a neighbour of yours? She sounds like she's probably from the same kind of area. Yes.
No, I'll see her down the centre. That's right, Matt.
You got centres over there.
Yeah, she was born a Yorkie. I said, that's not for girls. Put that back, Adele.
Say she loved that. Sorry, you were saying Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones kicked off.
Thrones, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. That's right, Matt. Big show. We've been it out, Matt.
I love it. Love it.
Yeah, think about that. Game of Thrones.
Yeah?
Nothing. Game of Thrones was very exciting, Maz. You like it? Yeah. When it kicked off with more violence and nudity and the Forest Raver Electric Picnic, I was shocked, Matt. Sean Bean was in that.
He was.
How Sean doesn't rhyme with Bean, I will never know. He should be called Sean Bean.
Or Sean Bond.
But he's not.
No.
Thing about the Mother of Dragons, Matt.
Yes.
Nothing. Hey, Breaking Bad was still on TV in 2011. Yeah, season 4.
All right.
You never watched any of that, Matt?
No, never had a second of it.
It's a show about two lads producing toxic gas in a caravan.
Yeah.
Also known as an Irish holiday. Matt. 2011, big year. Barack Obama came to town.
Oh, came to Ireland, yeah.
He came to Moneygall to meet his ancestors, Matt.
That's right.
He had a pint and pissed off again. He took one look as he was coming down in a helicopter and said, "Keep the engine running, lads. I won't be long." That was it, Matt. Yeah. They named a petrol station after him, didn't they? On the N7, Matt. Barack Obama Plaza.
That's it, yeah.
Makes you wonder who President Topaz was, doesn't it? There's loads of them, Matt. Planking was all the rage in 2011.
Was it?
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
This is the last gag now.
Oh, great.
I know you're getting worried.
The music's finished.
Yeah, planking was all the rage. Remember that, man? Yeah. On the internet, you're like face down for a photo
That's
somewhere
right.
strange.
Yeah.
Planking. Oh, this is called doing a Pat Kenny impression. Did it, did it, did it. Gags, Matt. Right. You ready? You ready?
Yes, Tony Cascarino. What is that song?
I'm letting myself down.
No, you're not. You're doing great.
Come on. 2011, it's Stereo Love, Edward Meyer and Vika Jugolina, Romania's finest. Say facts to all the Romanians. Yeah. Club Classic, Today FM.
Straw mall in there, be grand.
Does every Wexford child at some stage in their life have to sell strawberries at the side of the road? Is it like military service?
Well, depending on who your dad is, if you're in town, you can get away with it. Anyone in the country, no, it's your destiny. You just have to do it, unfortunately.
It's your destiny.
That's brilliant. So, and how's everything in Rosslare Harbour at the moment?
Grand, the weather's lovely now, in fairness. It was a bit miserable.
Will you say big stupid head on him one more time for us?
Big stupid head on him.
Di Healy, thanks a million.
Good luck.
No matter, bye. Bye.
For you. But I have to tell you about the really, really weird and embarrassing and painful thing that happened yesterday. I was walking across the street in Dublin.
Yeah.
It was a one-way street, so I looked the way the traffic should be coming. But I didn't realise there was a bicycle lane on it, and the bicycle traffic was coming up the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
So I stepped out, and there's a guy, hipster on a bike, full beard, and he goes, oh! But he was about... He was still about 10 feet away from me, so I thought, okay, I turned around and went, huh! Well, he's obviously going to brake because he's got a bit to go. There was no brakes. He just went cartoon style, smack into me, and he came forward and hit the side of my head. And
with his head?
Yeah, and loafed me in the ear, and I had my headphones on, which made it extra doubly painful. So I was like, psh, oh! And turn around and he goes, are you okay? And for some reason, I high-fived him.
Oh.
I high-fived him. Because his hand was up in the air like that. Kind of like, oh my God.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. And I went, oh, I'm okay. And high-fived him, except I didn't... It wasn't a full high five. I high fived him and then held onto his hands.
Oh, God, it's terrible.
I held onto his fingers. Like that. I was like, yeah. Like he just won a boxing match.
Oh, God.
And then he went, oh. And then both of us were like, this is so weird. And I was in incredible pain. And then I walked away out of embarrassment. I don't know what he was thinking. I just hit a guy with my bike and he high fived me and then held my hand. My ear is still really sore.
Oh, God.
So I'd like to dedicate this song to the man who ran me over yesterday. Friends forever.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride.
Owen says, I think Today FM should put in a list of presenters' names for the naming of those storms. Only one problem, Dermot and Dave will have to fight it out as to who is nominated. Well, it depends on who's got the kind of wind-sounding names. Like, I can imagine, Phil Colley, Colley. It kind of sounds like a wind.
Well,
maybe Anton Savage, the destruction of a hurricane. Anton Savage! It's like, things collapsing. And then, Matt Cooper.
Dave's World.
I know.
All right, Kevin, we've got to have a chat to Noni. Noni stands outside Thomond Park and we can cross live for now.
I know her well. I've got to make your country offer.
Singing a turn up by his apple and chocolate. Kevin.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Kate?
All right, Kate, how's things?
Oh, well, great, thank you. Do you know I have two primes here? I never even told you.
Oh, why have you two primes?
I have two primes, one for the crisps and fags and one for the chocolate.
What? So you'd sell more chocolate then than anything else?
Yeah. The Yorkies.
Do you have a license?
I love the Yorkies.
Do you have a license to sell tobacco products?
I know.
No.
Not. I do, yeah.
You do, do you?
I think I do, yeah. I think it's in the bottom of the primer. Have a look, yeah.
No, Grant.
I think it's under the dairy milks.
Just talk to Kevin there and tell him tell him about the movie you saw at the weekend.
Orchard, Kevin, I tell you now, it was big blue people, like as I said, like to get your own flag, fighting each other in space and flying around, and a lot of them got killed. It was like an angry smurf, I tell you, fighting out the back of Nancy's or something. Do you know what I mean?
I do, bye.
Kevin, have you any idea what movie Noni saw at the weekend?
Would it be Avatar?
Noni?
That's absolutely right. You're absolutely spot on.
Well,
I can't believe it. That's winning. You're absolutely winning the prize.
You are. Kevin, you've won yourself a pair of Category A tickets to the Munster versus Maori All Blacks match at Thomond Park on November the 11th. You get a 2-year-long Munster Rugby Supporters Club membership as well.
Oh, wow. Right.
And at the end of the week, you could end up with the overnight stay in Limerick and 2 season tickets for all of Munster's home games next season, all right?
Fantastic.
Guys.
Thanks very much.
Listen, if you're winning the overall prize, Kevin, I tell you now, and I tell you this, and I tell you nothing else. You can stay in my house. I've a place.
Lovely, lonely.
I have a place set up in Cecil Street. Okay, miss it. There's no front door.
No, he won't need it because he has hotel accommodation.
No, but if he doesn't mean it, I've said to him.
Oh, if he
just come in Friday evening to be no, I'll have a bit of dinner on the table and I'll feel. Do you like fish fingers?
Fish fingers and chocolate?
Do you like fish fingers and chocolate? That's it. That's it. Kevin, you're a lovely boy. I think you've done very well for yourself and showing you over the border and clear. I'll talk to you later. Okay.
All right.
See you, Kevin.
See you now. Three to five to six, five to seven, nine to ten. Time to change.
That's great.
There you go. There's our chocolate.
Thanks, Nonny. Have you any protein bars there, no?
Protein bars. Hang on, have a look. Is there protein in a star bar?
There is, yeah. A bit of peanut protein, yeah.
There you go. I've told them to give us a euro. That's 3 to 5 to 6, 7 to 8, 9, 10, 10 to change.
Thanks very much to Noni for Munster Movies, and also thanks to Munster Rugby Supporters Club, reminding you that season tickets and Supporters Club memberships applications close this week. More at mrsc.ie.
Stick it up to you, boys. Apples and chocolate. If I tell you, Davey, then tell you, have two prams.
Yeah.
Yeah, have one for the crisps and the fags, and one for the chocolate. The FM.